Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I've got a pretty, like, I can't believe that I'm like actually busy. Like, 'cause I have my Christmas two, three Christmas parties coming up.
Okay.
I'm a
Fucking
popular
busy.
girl. Like, of course. I get
Care
all the
for it.
invites. And you know, like, I'm trying to stop myself from buying people gifts, but I can't stop. I don't know.
I was gonna ask that. That was gonna be like maybe my last question, like if you could buy somebody a gift or if you are going to, well, never mind, I guess you don't want to say, never mind. That might be a bad question. Let
No,
me
what's the
put money.
question?
I was gonna say, like, if you had the money or if you're going to, like, what's a gift that you want to get somebody? But then, like, I was like, wait, as I was saying it, that might like
No,
reveal
that's a good
somebody's
question.
gift. But it could be like, you know, whatever. It could be something paid, it could be like anything, like maybe spending time. I don't know. But yeah, that's maybe that's my ending question for y'all.
My friend Megan really likes gnomes.
They're so cute.
And so I got her this little, just came in the mail today. I got her this little gnome that has like a flower in its hand. It lights up. You're supposed to put it outside your door. And so I got that for her for Christmas.
Oh,
Yeah.
that's cute. Wait, so is it okay? Do I need to cut this part out? I don't know. Like, is Megan gonna, you said her name is Megan, right?
Yeah, there's like six Megans. I
Oh,
know
okay.
six different Megans. It's not
Wow.
anyone.
You could be. All
Yeah.
right. All right. just in case they listen. All right. So we got gnomes. Nice, nice. Matthew, do you have any gifts that you plan on getting anybody?
No, I haven't really thought that far ahead yet, honestly.
Matthew said
Right.
buying gifts for who? Nobody.
He was like, please.
way my bank account's looking.
I mean, that's where I'm at. I'm like, the funds are low, the print sales are low. It's okay. It is fine. Although someone did buy two the other day, but so yay. Shout out to her. Shout out to Allie. Thank you. Yeah, I don't know. If I was gonna buy a gift, I don't know. Well, I would definitely buy y'all something because I feel like y'all got me something last year and I just didn't have it. Like, I don't have it this year. So I feel like I owe y'all. So expect something soon,
No.
soonish. I don't know. We always used to do like a nice little like trio exchange. So I feel bad that, you know, my life has gone downhill apparently. And I haven't been able to afford getting, you know, y'all something. So, but
Please don't
yeah.
feel bad, Charita.
Yes, please.
Oh man. All right. All right. But still, expect something. I don't know. Soon, soonish. Hopefully next year.
I was
Early
definitely
part
gonna
of
buy you
next year.
guys blankets this year, and I was like, "Is that a bad gift?"
I mean, comfort cozy.
Right?
I'm always down for a blanket, so you know. Which reminds me, I need to
What?
like make that like a whole thing. Like, I don't know who came up with comfort cozy. I'm thinking it was me, so like it needs to be a, like a hashtag
No,
sweatshirt.
you need to make sure you like, what's
Yeah,
it? Like, what's the word? Trademark it?
something like
Yeah.
that.
Charita's the
That shit.
comfort cozy queen.
I definitely had that the other day, or I was like, "Bae," I was like, "Your favorite comfort coat." And I know people are probably like, "If she does not get this robe picture off of my screen, like, please take this down." It's like, nah. I don't know why people liked it because I probably would never liked it. I probably been like, "Is she for real? She's very serious."
Literally, anytime I see like an animal like wrapped up in a blanket or something, I think it's like that's Charita.
always. That needs to go on my mood board page. I need to just find like wrapped up animals and like and post that. That's
My
funny.
favorite thing now. It's my,
With the mood board,
yeah.
it's great. It's a great way to put out all those other random thoughts that, you know, may connect, may not connect. Like, I definitely posted something the other day that none of them had anything to do with the other. And I was just like, oh, well, this is a dump right here. We're all going to get this. So, yeah.
I haven't posted a picture of George Costanza in a while, so I need to do that.
Oh, my gosh. Those are so funny.
They're my favorites.
I don't know where you get them, but, like, so funny. George is, I don't know. I still haven't finished. I need to finish the show. I'm on, like, season 7. Hulu messed me up because I was on a roll, and then they messed me up. And then now it's on Netflix, but I'm going to finish it soon. What's going on here? Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Okay, yes, yeah. No. Okay. It just got really quiet, and I was like, I guess it went out finally on my end. I was like, great. But yeah, let me see. Anybody else that I would buy a gift for? Obviously my family, I guess. But like, that's still like, it's like, I feel like y'all have everything, so it's just like, what? What do I get y'all? I don't know. That's about it. Oh,
I'm getting a Kate Spade purse for my mom.
Ooh.
For her birthday. Right. She's not getting anything else.
I mean, yeah, Kate Spade. Yeah, that's up there, I think.
Kind from of.
What I heard about.
She's like mid-tier.
I mean, but still, like, I can see. That sounds nice, though.
Yeah, no, that's what she's getting. And then I'm like, okay, that's enough for you. I'm gonna have to find something minimalist because that's what she likes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like I've seen a few sites. I don't know. If I come across something like Instagram,
please send it my way.
Yeah. Well,
I need somebody that ships quick though, because these companies playing games with me. Like, I bought like a do-rag for Timothy. And it has like a Naruto, it's like a Naruto reference on the do-rag. It took it 2 months to get here. I ordered it in October. And no. I got it last week.
Dang, you just saw him. Oh man, that's crazy.
Yeah. Wow.
Did you get it from like Wish or something?
You said what?
Did you get it from like Wish?
No, I got it from like a black business, like a company.
Oh, wow. And it took that long?
It took that long.
God.
Yeah. And I was like, never again. Why did it take this long? And like, they don't have a way to like track packaging. And the only way to like get in touch with them is through text.
Mm-hmm.
3 to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday.
Stop it.
3 to 5.
That's so specific. Like, what? Okay.
Yeah.
So we're not going to put this business on blast. I don't need my podcast going downhill.
No, but I'm not going to name them. But it was like, okay, like never again will I be doing that. And then like I ordered something from Etsy, and it took forever to get here. And I was like, okay. I know that there are some Etsy. Like I have to be more careful about the Etsy shops I buy from, because some of them are in Singapore. And I'll order from the ones in Singapore, and it takes 2 months to get here.
Oh my god!
Once again, never again.
Yeah, it's all that shipping. I don't know. I feel like since the pandemic, it hasn't been the same, and I don't know if it's ever gonna go back to normal. But like,
it's gonna take a few years to get back to if things go back to normal.
Like,
it's gonna take a few years.
Exactly. I don't know. Never mind. Let's not talk about that because I have so much. Because I'm just like, I don't know. Seems never ending. But that's all I gotta say. Let's see. What am I doing? That's terrible. What am I doing? I'm on my podcast, obviously.
I feel like Doja Cat should make a Christmas album.
Oh my gosh, it would be weird. She should. I'm surprised she didn't like drop something holiday-ish.
I think she would make like really good. She's a really good writer. Mm-hmm. I think she could do like a really good Christmas album.
like original Christmas music?
I don't know about maybe a couple of songs, but like I feel like she could like remix like some like classic Christmas songs and make them like a pop-ish thing, but like not in the traditional pop, like the pop that she does. I think she'd do a really good job. I think Doja Cat, I think Ariana Grande should release another Christmas album. Mm-hmm. Does Kelly Clarkson have a Christmas album?
Yes, he does. Yeah.
She's got like a voice for like Christmas music.
I love Kelly. I don't know about Ariana still, but
it's either a hate or love relationship with Ariana Grande.
I'm like indifferent. I did like some of the songs off the last album because I was like, you know, I'm just going to listen for the purposes of my playlist at that point, not the podcast. And I was like, I'm just going to listen. And I liked a few of the songs, but I haven't like, let me go through her whole discography. Like, no, like I listen to what I've heard.
No, that early stuff is really irritating.
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't know if that was a Christmas album.
Is when I thought she was really annoying.
Dang.
Yeah. I think she's great. I think she has a beautiful voice. But that I remember when she first came out and I was like, isn't that that girl from that show on Nickelodeon? And then I heard her voice and I was like, oh, she seems nice. But then she was like everywhere, like for a brief moment. Like she was just all over the place. And I was like, oh, no. Mm-mm. No, thank you.
Yeah.
I remember they were comparing her to Mariah Carey, and then Mariah Carey was like, I don't know her.
Wait, didn't she end up doing a Christmas thing with her?
She did, last year. And Jennifer Hudson.
I still haven't watched that. I think I only saw, like, the clips.
I did not like that.
You say you didn't like it, Matthew? I didn't like it either.
Oh man. Okay. Well, now I feel like I have to watch it now, so I can also be like, I don't like it, just for fun.
No, I got cringe through most of it.
Dang. How long is it? Because if it's longer than
3 minutes long.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll check that out.
I hope your listeners don't get like annoyed. Bored? Because all of us have like vocal fry. And I know some people find that really irritating, so I hope you know.
Yeah, I don't know, it's like either people like love it and they're just like, oh my gosh, your voice, and I'm just like I'm just talking, but or they're like, you know, you speak really monotone. I'm like, you know, you're right. I do. Like, what else do you want me to say to this?
You do.
Like,
you kind of remind me of Kourtney Kardashian. It's Kourtney.
Oh,
right?
Gosh. Dang.
Kourtney. Kourtney is very monotone.
She is.
I don't even know what she sounds like.
Shut the fuck up.
I have nothing nice to say about the Kardashians, but, dang.
No, like, I know that like black people on principle are not supposed to like them, but they're hilarious. They are so funny. I don't care what anybody says. They're hilarious. I don't care.
Just a mess. I don't know. The show is like, yeah, the fights they be having, like that last one that they showed earlier this year, like was ridiculous.
With her and Kim.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, like what? Like I just couldn't believe my eyes. I was just like, are y'all serious? Like,
I don't know. Stressful. They're just funny.
No. It ended though, right?
Did it officially end? They have like a whole like brand deal, like with Hulu. So they're coming back with another show.
Ugh.
Yeah.
And I have Hulu, so
the Kardashians are never going away. I don't care what anybody, like, we can argue, like, oh, if the body standards change, then, you know, no one's going to watch the Kardashians. But I don't think that's true, because there are so many people that are, like, like actual fans of like Kylie and Kim and all of them. So now I do like Courtney. Like is a strong word. Courtney, Kim, and Chloe are fine. But the other two, I think, are kind of annoying.
Yeah.
Like, well, the younger two.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like Kendall's still, like, I don't want to say irrelevant, but, like, I feel like people still don't pay her as much mind
as Kylie.
Yeah, Kylie's like, oh, my gosh. Because, you know, she was dating, what's his name, Tyga or whatever. And then Travis Scott. But let's not talk about Travis Scott either, because, Lord.
Astroworld,
like, yeah, just terrible. I just, yeah, terrible. But yeah, I don't know. Kardashian. See, this episode is all over the place. Like, and you know what? I think I'll probably do. I think I'm just gonna like insert some music in between so y'all can songs and just insert music.
I mean, it's fine. I mean, like, I think, I don't know. I've had fun doing this.
Yeah. Yeah, it was fun. It was, like, a regular, like, true to Matthew and Victoria, like, you know, conversation.
Have me back on to talk about music. I have nothing, I have no knowledge of. I'm the person that you hate sharing music with, because I will listen to it 2 years later.
Well, okay, yeah, that's actually true. Because I feel like I definitely used to make you, like, mixes, and then, like, 2 years later or longer, you'd be like, you know what, I actually like this person now. And I'm like, wait, didn't I send that, like, forever ago? And I'm like, all right, I can respect it still, but I'm like,
That Bee Gees, like, the best of the Bee Gees album, like, you had that mix. And then, like, 2 or 3 years later, my music was on shuffle. And I was like, what is this? And I was like, oh, wait, this is really good.
You're funny.
Yeah. Oh. No, it takes me forever. And yeah, just have me back on the podcast. Or to talk about, I don't know, pop music, because that's all I listen to mostly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, I'm down with that. I don't know. I probably should, like, interview people more. I think I'm going to have my other friend on here. Actually, Ben said he was supposed to be on here. Sorry. But, you know, life has gotten a hold of me. You know. Or as people say, it's got me in a chokehold. I see that all the time, and I'll be like, what? Like, where do y'all come up with this thing? Oh, by the way, this feminine and masculine urge thing, I'm like, where do y'all know? Because it's killing me. I'm like, where did that
came from?
Wait, what?
So people be like, I have the feminine urge to, I can't even think of anything that's, you know, remotely feminine, but it's most of the time I'm like, it's not even feminine or masculine, whatever it is. I'm like, shut up. Like,
I mean, my favorite ones are like the African-American urge to leave the light on, like that light that's like over the stove.
Oh, I'm definitely leaving it on for as sure. A
nightlight. Like the African American urge to use that night as that light as a nightlight in my kitchen. I think those are funny, but the feminine masculine urge ones are not funny to me.
I mean, most of them is just like, okay. I did see a few that I was like, okay, I can see that. Like, I think one was like the masculine urge to just say everything's okay, and it's, or was that a feminine? I don't know. Everything's okay when it's not. And I was like, yep, you know, I feel y'all in that one. But that is a Twitter trend, I guess. I don't know. You're not on Twitter anymore, right, Matthew?
No, I'm on TikTok a lot more.
Oh. Oh my gosh, I just found somebody I really liked on TikTok.
Are you on TikTok, Sharita?
I'm secretly, like, on TikTok. Yes, I am. Nobody follows me on there. Although I guess I could post one, but I have it and I rarely go on. I like every time like Charlie Puth posts something, like I always get like, I hate that notification. So-and-so's on live. They invited you. Like, no, they didn't. Like, leave me alone. Like, but like, sometimes I watch
personal.
It.
Like,
Right. I'm like, you don't know me. Please, please. So yeah, but like this guy, he has like a, I guess it's a loft, probably a loft in like Chicago. And it's like a nice, like, you know, aesthetic. And then like, oh, he, and he does pottery. He's like throwing like the, whatever you call it, stuff for ceramics and stuff. Or is that different? Mm-hmm. Pottery and ceramics? I guess those are two different things. My bad. He does ceramics. So he has a really cool.
And he does lives doing ceramics too, right?
I think so. Yeah, he's like, he's cute, actually. Uh-oh. Victoria dropped off. No. Mm-hmm. See if she comes back. hopefully. Wait. I don't know. Hopefully she comes back. But yeah, I don't forgot his name. I think it's like third story, but it's without the I.
Mm-hmm.
I think. Or third floor, something. Third floor, third story. One of those.
Yeah, I feel like he was on my For You page like once or twice.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I like opened the app up the other day because I think I was actually trying to look for something else. And then like he popped up after like I was done searching. I was like, oh, this is nice. So I followed him. Dang, is she going to come back?
Great.
I don't. And I'm like scared to like close or like do something else on my phone. So I'm like, if I lose this recording, I'm gonna be mad. Let me see if I can message her. You should be able to just, because you just reused the link, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Maybe her Wi-Fi went out. Let's see. Oh man. And by the way, you're welcome to come back too, Matthew.
Yes, of course. Just let me know.
I will. We should do another one. I don't know what we'll talk about. Apparently nothing. Second that I'm playing. I feel like this is the podcast filled podcast version of nothing happening.
It'll be like a Hot Topics, you know. Like a...
Oh no, it won't let her rejoin.
No.
Come on, Anchor, get your stuff together. So I'm going to stop. They're like, we're taking you down. Dang. Let's see. No. I wonder if I can stop this and then like save it and then like do a new link so I can just end it and then like merge them together.
Yeah, probably.
Okay. Let me try that. So this is where this one's going to end and then I'll send you guys a new link, I guess.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Hello?
Okay.
Hey.
All right. Let's see if she joins back so we can close this out. I don't want to get back to the thing. Okay. It was like still playing music. All right. I think she saw it. Let's see if she hops on. She's back.
I'm back.
All right. You didn't really miss anything. I don't even remember what I said, actually. But yeah, so it's been a pleasure, you guys. Appreciate you guys coming on the podcast. This was actually a lot easier than I thought it was gonna be to like, you know, have other people on, so that's cool. Wow, I just like covered up half of my speaker grill. That's nice. but yeah, so thank you. And
thanks for having us.
Oh, no problem. No problem. Hopefully, you know, everybody has a good Christmas.
We can't raid Walmart anymore at 4 a.m. because they're not 24 hours anymore.
Oh my gosh, I miss those days.
End of an era.
Yo, we were terrible in those stores. Like, so immature. Like, I just, like, think about it a lot.
That brings me back to Books a Million.
Oh my gosh. Never
go back to that Books a Million because, well, maybe the one in Arundel, but the one in Laurel is shut down.
I'm really upset about that still. I'm like, y'all didn't have to do that.
Yeah.
Well, I guess they did because they weren't doing well, I guess, but so sad.
Yeah.
So sad. Yeah, there's like no other bookstore, I think, in Laurel besides that. I don't think.
There's not. Mm. They really need to do maybe just like an independent bookstore. Mm-hmm. Like on Main Street or something.
Let's open one. Let's do it. Oh, come back to Maryland.
And like at night we could do like local bands.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Ooh. All right, y'all heard it. Apparently there's a bookstore coming. 5 years from now, it's like, let me stop.
Matthew, you probably have a better credit score than I do, so you can do exactly. The business loan.
Yep.
It'll be in your name. So
Matthew's like, we didn't talk about that. But yeah, now that'd be really cool. Like, I had a whole, like, I want to do like a late night coffee shop, like only open during like late night hours.
Yeah, that'd be really nice. I think it'd be
cool.
Forgot I was looking that up because I was being serious. So I don't know. We'll see. I think that'd be a cool idea. You know, like I'm like, but will it really make money though? Because like,
I mean, if you did it in a place like DC, I think that you would make some pretty good money. Because people who work in finance are up all hours of the night.
Yeah.
And I think, like, if you put it on K Street, it would make really, really good money. Because there's all those finance places down there.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
I have no idea where K Street is. But I know it's a street in D.C., obviously.
Yeah,
but
like, Northwest. Like, that's the nicer part of the city. So you wouldn't have to worry about, like...
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Getting crime shot or whatever.
And... Yeah. Yikes. Okay. I don't know. I think I'll look that up though. nice way to end this, right? Just random. talking about coffee shops and books. It's like or combine the bookshop and the coffee. And bam.
And then having the local bands.
Yeah. There we go. I don't know what it's called, but I'll think of that. What?
Vortex Coffee.
Mm.
Vortex. Caffeine Palace.
That actually sounds cool, actually. That's a contender right there.
Yeah.
It's a palace because we're fancy. Wait. No. I was going to say there's like you guys know like BuzzFeed Tasty like channel or whatever. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. It's like this. I think she's Japanese, but she sounds like she has a French accent. So I'm very confused. Her name's Rie or whatever. And she has a show where she's like, can I make certain foods fancy? And that's what she's like. It's a good show. Anyways, she did like McDonald's. What else did she do? She did a Pop-Tart, how to make a Pop-Tart fancy. It's my new favorite obsession right now.
Have you ever watched Joshua Wiseman?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that sounds familiar. What does he do?
He does like it's like KFC and then like his version of KFC.
Ooh.
And like yeah, he makes really good like food. Like his food looks really good, and he makes like actual like nothing dainty. Like he makes actual food. The only reason why I know about him is because of because he did a collab with Cody Ko. And so, yeah, that's how I found out about him.
Okay. I got a, what did you say his name was?
Joshua Wiseman. Wiseman.
Okay. I'll look it up.
Yeah, he's one of the popular ones.
That's what YouTube's for. Ow. This is a terrible position. I'm like sitting in. My neck.
I gotta do laundry.
It's like, that's also never ending. Like, come on. And like we actually have like a washer and dryer on our thing now, which is like a blessing. So I'm not complaining, but it's like, I just washed and like there's more stuff.
Yeah. Before I left to go to Pennsylvania, I had washed my clothes. I washed all my clothes. And now all of my clothes are dirty again. And I'm like, I know I don't. And then I had to realize, like, I go through so many clothes now because I actually have a life now. And so, at least for the moment, we'll see. And I go through so many clothes now. And I'm like, maybe I'll go back to having no life.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I mean, I feel like I'm like the opposite though. I'm like, I've been like pretty much stuck in the house, and like when I do go out, I'm like, I don't have real clothes. I just have like random things of pajamas, and that's not even real pajamas at that. So it's just like random clothes that don't go together. Like my dad just gave me a fleece shirt, and Jessica had given me this dress, this long black dress, like maxi dress. I was definitely wearing it around the house, and she was just like, she was just looked at. Oh, and then I had like this floral purple scarf that's my mom's. So she was just like, what's going on here? And I was like, I don't know, it's comfortable. She was just like, okay.
I mean, whatever is comfortable.
Yeah. Like I said, comfort cozy, comfort cozy. I need to find like a good fleece and then like print a logo on it. You know, I'm not really good at making logos, but I'm gonna work on it. And then yeah, comfort cozy. You can
promote your podcast while you're in Walmart. Just a Vortex Smiles fleece.
Yes, I should do. Yeah, I had something made up, and like I asked Twitter, and then I think nobody like really answered really, and then I was like, you know what, fuck it, basically. And then, yeah, I don't know. That's how it goes. I'll ask questions. Nobody will answer. I'm like, you know,
that's not always true. Sometimes you'll ask and you'll get a bunch of responses.
Sometimes, but we're like, well, no. Yeah, Twitter's nice to me. Instagram, it's like I'll have a poll about my products and then, like, no one will answer. Or, like, one person. Shout out to him. And it's just like, y'all suck, like,
including me.
Including no. Me too.
Like, I actually look who like watches my stories. I feel like y'all don't, which I don't even think that's shade or anything. It's just like, obviously, like, I don't know. I also post a lot.
Or something.
It's the algorithm. I'm not even gonna be like, yeah, y'all hid me. It's like, and if y'all did, I would understand because I'm actually quite annoying. Quite annoying. No, nah. I've been having like 50 stories. Like, girl, go do something. Go parent. Like, how do you have 50 stories?
But then it's like there's like five. There'll be like five Instagrams that I'll watch loyally. Like the stories I'll watch loyally, but I'll watch their story. And then there's like Cody Ko, and then there's a couple other people, and I watch their stories loyally. Then they'll just disappear, and like I don't see them again for like a couple of weeks.
But I don't know.
But yeah. Like they'll go like, you know how like sometimes they'll be in the front of your story, and then you have to scroll to go find them again.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how Instagram does. And it's like, I don't care about this person that I went to high school with 10 years ago. I want to see what this YouTuber is doing.
Yeah, I'm surprised they don't have, like, a favorites yet, or, like, something, like, I know, like, if you're a part of someone's close friends, like, they always show up.
Like, yeah.
So, I guess that's, I mean, but obviously you're not gonna, if they're, like, a celebrity or something, you're not gonna be on their close friends, so that's not gonna work, but, I don't know, they should have that, so you can see the people that you actually want to see, because there's, like, I'm like, I follow almost 1,500 people. I don't know how it got that ridiculous, but I'm like, there's definitely like about 1,000 people that I probably don't see like ever.
Like, are there any people that you thirst follow on there?
Yeah.
Yes. I don't. Wait. I gotta. Who do I thirst follow? Now I gotta pull up my Instagram because I can't think of anybody.
There's a guy who does pottery.
Wait, are we talking about the same guy? Oh, that's what I was talking about while you dropped out.
The guy in Chicago. I don't know if this guy is in Chicago, but he has like longish hair and he's got like a six pack, and he does pottery, and I like to watch his channel. Mm. And then there's a guy who does like these really like. I'm embarrassed to say it. There's this guy who does like these really sensual food videos.
Oh my gosh. No, you posted him and I was just like, who is this? And I was like, oh.
I was very prepared to block him. And I was like, you know what? Why not? And so I do follow him too.
I couldn't believe my eyes the first time. I was just like, okay, way to make food sensual. You know, I guess I've always heard that food is sensual.
But... No, but he makes it really...
Yeah. It looked good though, the food though, when he was done. I was like, at least it actually
looks
good.
He's actually talented. He's not like just good looking.
Yeah. Dang. See, I feel like I have a list of people, but apparently, I don't know.
Matthew, is there anyone you thirst follow?
A couple. But like, yeah, I have to look to see. Like,
that's just terrible. Like, I just try to like go through my stories and I didn't see anybody. I don't know, but I am like pretty obsessed with Oscar Isaac right now. I'll say that. Although I don't know if he has social media, but anytime he's posted, I'm like definitely posting, reposting that or resharing it, because he's fine to me.
He is a good looking guy.
He's gotten like better, like he's aging very nicely, because like when he first came out it was kind of like this is sad.
I feel like Tom Holland's gotten better looking.
I mean, he just still looks like a kid to me.
He does
but
look
yeah.
like a little kid, but he does look like he has hair now, like he's letting his hair grow out.
Yeah,
and it looks really nice. It frames his head really nice. What'd you say, Matthew?
Like I would definitely hit. Like,
oh man.
And like for a minute there, I didn't understand what Zendaya was seeing in him. Because every time I looked at him, I was like, that's a little boy. But he, first of all, he's only 2 years younger than me. So he's not that young.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then like he was on Graham Norton the other night and he looked really nice. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, you know what? You're fine. You're cute.
Yeah, his photo shoot for GQ was really good, too. Yeah.
Oh, wait, I think I saw that, and I was like,
He photographs really well.
Yeah. I'm still shocked that they're together, though. Like, for a second, I thought she was actually, like, well, she still might be, but I thought she was definitely more on, like, the bi side, but more into women for a second. And I was just like, okay. I can respect it, and it doesn't matter, of course, but I was just like, you're with a man. Okay.
Yeah, I always thought she was going to end up with a woman, and I was like, but I wasn't surprised that, like, I don't know. I had seen them in interviews together, and, like when they first did, like, they did the first Spider-Man movie,
mm-hmm.
and they were definitely, like, always flirting-ish with each other. And then, like, when Zendaya would post more frequently on her social media, he was always in her hotel room, just the two of them.
Oh, I didn't.
I'm not saying that. Anything was happening, but, like, that friendship, yeah. Like, they seem to be really close, like, as friends. Mm-hmm. So it didn't really surprise me that it turned out that those two were together.
Besties become lovers. Yeah. That's cool, though. They're cute.
Yeah.
I think it's interesting that, like, I don't know what it is about, like, Spider-Man and, like, the leading ladies of the movies, but yeah, something must be in the water, I guess. So
yeah, because Emma Stone and Andrew Garfield were together for, like, 4 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was actually really sad when I learned that they broke up. I was like, no.
I was, too. I thought they were really cute together.
Yeah, I thought they were going to get married. Well, were they engaged? I can't remember, but I was like, man, I thought they were totally going to get together. And then...
Shout out to Andrew Garfield. He's such a good actor.
Yeah. Keep forgetting he's British, but yes. Oh, man. I have to watch that movie.
Tick, tick, boom.
Yeah. I got to be in the mood for it because, once again, it's got to be in the mood for these. Yeah. And I like musicals. I don't know what it is, but, like, the last few years, it's like I have to be in the mood for it.
I tried to watch Les Mis the other day, and I was like, I can't.
Right? Yeah, like, and I was thinking, because I listened to, what's that song? The one with Anne Hathaway, the one she sang. Like, I actually, like,
dream a time by.
Most depressing song ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I, like, listened to that, and then I was like, how did I watch this movie? How was I obsessed with this movie enough to buy it?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Like, what was I going through? But, yeah, I don't know.
I think I was just trying to fit in on Tumblr, and, like, because everybody had seen the movie and everybody loved it, and I was like, okay, I have to watch this to, like, so that everybody knows that I've also seen it and I also love the movie. And I was like, I think back on it, and I actually really didn't like that movie all that much, because, like, I think, like, I look at it now and I'm like, this was not that great. Hugh Jackman, I feel like, was, like, the best part of that movie.
Yeah, him and Anne Hathaway, but I don't know. Yeah, wait, didn't we all see that together? Didn't we go to the movies together?
No, I didn't see that in the theater.
I thought we did, right? Yeah, okay, maybe not.
I'm sorry, I wouldn't have been able to sit for 2 hours.
Why do I think I saw that? Nah, that's weird. I don't know.
I bought the DVD.
Okay.
To watch it, yeah. Have you seen the new trend, Charita, on Instagram/TikTok of them doing, like, the lip voicing to Fantastic Mr. Fox?
No.
It's that part when they're in the classroom and they're... Hello.
Hey.
I was like, oh, what happened? I thought maybe they had cut you off. I was like, oh, maybe they were like, that's enough. No more talking.
Oh my gosh. I think you could do, like, 2 hours straight. So we're technically, well, I mean, these are all new recordings. I'm gonna have to, like, splice it together or something, but my bad. So you're saying this new trend where they're talking lip syncing to Fantastic Mr. Fox?
Yeah, it's that part where they're in the classroom. And she turns to, I can't remember the character's name, but she's like, huh, I like your ears. And he's like, oh, mine? And I don't understand why they chose that part to lip sync to, because there are so many other better parts to that movie.
Wait, did they do the whole scene or just those two lines?
Just those two lines.
There's way, like, if they would have did the whole scene and, like, added what's his name,
you're supposed to be my lab partner. I am. No, you're not. You're disloyal.
Yeah. My favorite. Now I want to watch that. I probably watch. It's shameful how much I watch that movie still.
I haven't watched it in a really long time. I'm probably going to watch it pretty soon.
Yeah. I have nothing better to. Well, no. I probably do have better stuff that I probably should be doing. And
I'm taking not. The last week off from work, so I'll probably watch it then.
Hey. Yo, I'm about to do like a whole social media. Like, I'm definitely like. I want to get off for the rest of the year after my sale is done. And like.
I'm thinking about doing it next year.
Disappearing.
Like the beginning of the year, like January.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I'll come back in February. I'll holler at y'all in February because, girl, I don't know. It's getting annoying. It's annoying. I have other stuff I need to be focusing on. It's just draining. Then it's like you decided to like start a business semi and like start posting about it. It's a lot of work. Guess it's my fake job. It's like, yeah.
What about you, Matthew?
What are you doing?
Just working. Yeah, just working. I'm like hanging out. Still at home most of the time, honestly.
I mean, people are draining. It's like, yeah.
No, I think being out in general is draining.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It is. Oh. Yeah, you gotta send me if you find another one with people like doing that a Fantastic Mr. Fox, you gotta send it to me.
Okay.
That's fun. Yeah. All right.
Ugh. Like there's definitely that part like, where she's that. Like, if I think what's happening is happening, it better not be. Like, that's a good line. Or, like, the curse you are. Oh, the curse am I? Like, there's just so many better lines that I feel like people could be doing. And they're doing the most random part of the movie.
Yeah, I don't get it. I mean, I guess it's a cute part, but, like, the ones you just named are like could be way better. I'm not good at that. I don't ever foresee me doing a TikTok and lip syncing to anything, but
yeah.
But
I also feel like that movie just kind of lives in my head rent free. Like I think about that movie almost every single day.
I mean, it's iconic, so
it's just kind of embarrassing. I'm just, excuse and me. I think I quote that line every single day. Like, you're supposed to be my lab partner. I don't know why. I don't know.
She was so upset. It's just like she definitely doesn't like you like that. Like,
please get over it.
Yeah. It's like I'd probably be upset too, but it's just like, boy, I don't know why I'm still laying like this. Like, I didn't try to free myself from this painful position, and I hung up. That's why I hung up on you guys. Back. And then Stella's looking at me like, you're messing up my
comfort cozy.
Well, yep. Wait, where's the brush? Ha ha ha. Oh, sorry. I'm trying to get your other side. All right. Well, before this becomes like a 2 hour of like randomness. Oh, yeah, because I got to add the music too. shall this be the end?
I don't know. Yeah, I gotta do laundry.
Yeah,
I gotta clean my room.
That too. Lyric's about to be back soon. Shout out to Lyric. Yeah,
she was with her dad.
Well, mostly with the grandparents this weekend. Oh, but yeah. Okay. Yeah, they wanted to pick her up because, you know, she was misbehaving herself really bad. So I was like, she's gotta stay home. There's no point for her to like go and then, you know, have the time of her life and then, you know, you've been acting up. But, So yeah, she got to go finally. After not, she didn't go for Thanksgiving. She was originally supposed to go like after Thanksgiving to go visit them, and I was like, nah, she's doing, I don't want to say bad, but hey, you better not paw me. Stop it. Anyways, that's exactly how I talk to her, like she's a child. Stella, that is, not Lyric, obviously. But yeah, she's gonna be here soon, or like by 9 something, because he's like, I get off at 8:30, and I'm like, all right, cool, I guess. But yeah, a few more weeks of school. I can't wait. I need a break. Okay. Really?
Did she smack you? Did you see that video on Twitter of that cat smacking that lady when she was crying?
Oh yes. My gosh. Yes. So funny. I was like, damn. I don't know. I have like part that of my cat blanket. Smacking
her was definitely her 13th reason. I don't know.
Yeah. Like if I have part of my blanket on, if I like reach under there to like, I don't know, put my hands underneath the blanket just to keep them warm. Stop it. She'll like think she has to pot because I don't know what she thinks is going on under there, but I don't know. Now she keeps looking. You're laying on me, and then you're looking at me like I'm the problem. You trying to bite me? All right. Anyways, I don't know what she's doing. She's being Stella, I guess, looking all mad and whatnot. Meaning. Uh-oh. Hello?
Hello?
Okay. I don't know if it went out. We'll see. But you... All right. Yeah, get... Go. All right. Anyways, since I'm having cat problems and other people have to do stuff... Like I said, it's been a pleasure, y'all. Thank you for being a part of this special holiday episode, Christmas episode. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Oh, no problem. And I will link their ads on social media. Wait, if that's okay with y'all.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Not mine. Okay.
Thanks.
Wait, you said not yours?
No, I said my Twitter.
You want me to do your Twitter?
Do I say horrible things on Twitter?
No. I was like, I was just asking like the preference. Like, you don't want your Instagram, but you want your Twitter.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I think Matthew. I follow my mood board actually on Twitter. I mean, on Instagram.
Okay.
The strangest junk.
So funny. All right. I got y'all. Mm-hmm. Well, that's another episode of Sonic Souls with Vortex Files. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye. Uh-oh.